Well, let's learn a little bit about how to dwell in the times we live in. New book is called How to Inhabit Time, Understanding the Past, Facing the Future, and Living Faithfully Now by James K.A. Smith. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Todd. Good to chat with you.
First of all, I'm intrigued by the fact that a book approaching spirituality gets into the subject of time, because normally we hear a lot about eternity. So how are you approaching this topic?
Yeah, I think because we are creatures, right, and God has made us as creatures who inhabit time, I think our spirituality, our attention to discipleship, I think the way we think about spiritual formation has to take seriously our creaturehood. And as creatures made in God's image, we sort of, you know, we live in this flux of history and we live in the flow of time. We're not God. We're not eternal in the way that God is. So it's kind of grappling with that difference between God and us and the way we relate to God as creatures.
Hmm. Because, you know, we're here and he's there. Sort of, if time was a line, right, he would be like intersecting that line, or he could intersect it at any point, right?
Absolutely. But I think it's important to realize that that is always a mark of God's grace and compassion, in a sense that the eternal God almost condescends to inhabit time with us. And that's why the incarnation of God in Christ is the actual, like, the linchpin, the fulcrum of this whole reality. But God doesn't skyhook us up out of time. He comes and dwells with us in time. And I think that makes a big difference.
Oh, okay. Now, when we hear sort of scriptures where, you know, he says, I'm the Alpha Omega, I saw the beginning from the end, this starts to make a little more sense?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. In some ways, my book, How to Inhabit Time, is not about God's eternality. It's about how we, as his followers, relate to an eternal God.
Right.
And I think that happens in time, in history. So you also have scriptures, right, for instance, in Galatians, where it says, in the fullness of time, God arrives in the scene in the Son. So there's a dynamic of how God journeys with us, covenants with us across time and through history.
One guy in the Bible that grappled with this a lot is the writer of Ecclesiastes, and you refer to him a lot. Is that kind of his struggle as well?
Yeah, and I think, I don't know what your experience is, Todd. I find a lot of Christians are kind of freaked out by the book of Ecclesiastes, or we're not exactly sure what to do with it, right?
Yeah. And once you learn how to pronounce the book, you're that's about all you understand.
That's right. But I actually think Ecclesiastes is a fascinating exercise where the teacher, whether it's Solomon or whoever is writing to us, is kind of taking our creaturehood, our finitude, our mortality seriously, and wondering, what does it look like to know God given the fact that we find ourselves embedded in time? You know, things come to be and pass away. We have a past. We are longing for a future. We can't see the whole. And we will never be God. We relate to God, but we never get sort of lifted out of our creaturehood. I think Ecclesiastes is a really interesting exercise in sort of facing, ultimately, our mortality. And I think too many Christians are sort of allergic to that or a little bit averse to that, and we set up the Christian life as if we could sort of leap out of history, rather than seeing it as the God who journeys with us through history.
You can dive deeper with the book called How to Inhabit Time, Understanding the Past, Facing the Future, and Living Faithfully Now by James K.A. Smith, who's been our guest this morning. Thanks, James.
Great to talk to you. Thanks so much.